It's the last day of July. It's a Friday, and we have sports to look forward to all weekend. So that is a good sign, right? This is your Morning Buzzcast. It is Friday. It's July 31st. I'm Abe Madcore. Hope everyone is doing well and feeling healthy and good going into the weekend. Let's start with the NBA, which had a very powerful reopening night last night in Orlando. A lot of symbols of solidarity. First game, Pelicans, Jazz. You saw players, coaches, and staff kneel together during the Clippers and Lakers second game. You had players kneel. You had several players on both teams wear t-shirts with the phrase Black Lives Matter on it. Earlier in the evening, Commissioner Adam Silver released a statement saying that the NBA's longstanding rule, which prohibits players from kneeling, would not be enforced. On the floor, you saw statements of peace, equality, and listen to me, among others. So a very successful reopening. Both games were very close, well played. We'll see six games played today. Two will be on ESPN tonight. All in all, the NBA has to feel good about their reopener. And the best part about it is, as we've stated before on Buzzcast, no positive tests inside the bubble. Now, all eyes point to the NHL because after months of a pause, that league returns in earnest on Saturday. Players will hit the ice as the NHL begins a 24-team tournament. And of course, those are in the two bubble environments, one at Toronto Scotiabank Arena and the other Edmonton's Rogers Place. Both bubbles seem to be working right now for the NHL. A lot of excitement about that tournament. And early on, you've seen players on the NHL side link arms in their show of solidarity. Let's now shift to the SEC because they made their big move yesterday. Moving to a 10-game football conference schedule, university presidents and chancellors met virtually on Thursday. The season will kick off September 26. That is 3 weeks later than the scheduled Labor Day weekend start. Now, this move comes one day after the ACC moved to a 10-conference game and one non-conference game schedule. So what do I see? I see one SEC trying to buy a little bit more time. Our Bill King noted this last night in his SBJ newsletters note, pushing it as late as possible, September 26th, for that season to start. We might have different start dates for each of the five power conferences. Of course, the ACC said they would start September 7th to the 12th. And our Michael Smith noted last night in his SBJ College newsletter that his takeaway was that for all the talk about the conferences working collaboratively to solve their scheduling issues, it seems that all five have acted independently. Because remember, the Big Ten decided July 9th on its own to go to a conference-only schedule, and now we're seeing the ACC, SEC, and others do their own thing. But at least we're starting to see some clarity on the fall football schedule. Let's shift to baseball, where the Players Association and the league, according to ESPN, agreed yesterday to stage seven-inning doubleheaders starting tomorrow, starting on Saturday. Why the shortened games? Well, they expect more and more doubleheaders to take place because of all the rescheduled games they're having to do because of the coronavirus outbreaks. Shortening the games to seven innings apparently was a deal that was suggested by PA Executive Director Tony Clark, and a deal came together pretty quickly. Again, look for seven-inning doubleheaders starting on Saturday. Another thing to look for soon, a lot of Subway footlongs around the NFL, because that's what our Terry Lefton reported last night. Subway signed a long-term deal to become the NFL's new quick-service restaurant sponsor. That fills a void in that category, which has been open really since the end of the 2018 season after McDonald's exited. And of course, the QSR category, very, very important. You'll see a lot of activation for Subway around the NFL. Momentum Worldwide negotiated the deal for Subway and will handle the activation. So a big deal for the NFL in the QSR category. Well, here's one thing you don't hear very often. Your cable provider offering you a refund? Well, that may just be happening. Variety is reporting that Comcast intends to refund the programming fees that subscribers paid for regional sports networks in the second quarter. They are expected to show up as credits on future bills. So that's right. If you were a Comcast subscriber and you paid for their sports package and you were expecting all the baseball games on your RSNs, and of course those games weren't played because of the coronavirus pandemic, you should be getting a credit. Now, if Comcast does do this, expect more pressure on other cable operators to do the same. Meanwhile, in other Comcast-related news, it was reported yesterday that Peacock, NBC Universal's new streaming platform, has added more than 10 million signups since its launch, which was just a few weeks ago. So, well, that shows, of course, the amount of interest people have by being at home to engage and consume all sorts of content. And finally, a hat tip to two very talented people, ESPN Radio's Golic and Wingo. That show wraps up its nearly three-year run today at 10 a.m., and the future for both is not very clear. Mike Golic is scheduled to work some college football broadcasts. Trey Wingo, not sure about his future. I'll just say right now, both incredibly talented. I'm a big fan of both. I've listened to that show for a long time and have always enjoyed it. I wish them both luck in their next future endeavors. Well done, gentlemen, and I look forward to seeing you down the road. So that is your Morning Buzzcast for the last day of July, Friday, July 31st. Enjoy your sports this weekend. Be healthy, be safe, and be good to each other. I'm Abe Madcore. I'll talk to you on Monday.